Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. Back again, filling in for Kevin Pollak is me, Cole Stratton. Kevin will be back as soon as he's done shooting. She's all that too. She wasn't all that, but was most of that. But this time she'll be all that, we promise.
Wow, it's a long title.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's working. Time to meet today's alchemists. Kicking things off is a guy who was kind but didn't rewind, Craig Kakowski. Craig, did you ever forget to return a video to a rental to a store?
Well, I just ended my Netflix DVD membership after 18 years, and they want three DVDs that I'd lost in 2001 back.
Oh, no.
What was going on in 2001?
They can't survive without a hard copy of A Beautiful Mind.
Memento is literally the one that I rented, yeah.
Next is a man who swears Muppets are real, Chris Alvarado.
They are.
Chris, who's your favorite Muppet?
I don't really know any Muppets.
Okay, cool.
What?
Oh, my God.
Because they're real?
Yeah, because they're real. I don't know them.
Respect.
Oh,
yeah,
I
thank
see.
You.
Chris, we got to say, you're leaving us for a bit.
I am.
Oh.
I am. This is my last episode for a while. Headed to New York, which is exciting, to do a play off Broadway. Come see that play. It's called Hashtag Date Me.
How can people see it?
It's, I don't know, go to hashtagdateme.com or something like that, maybe. I don't know. It's at the West Side Theater, which is interesting, because I do all my shows at the West Side Comedy Theater in Santa Monica.
The universe has big plans for you,
and
honey.
Now I'm doing Hashtag Date Me at the West Side Theater in New York City.
Yeah. So awesome.
Thank you.
In order to hashtag the show, do you have to have two hashtags then?
Don't ask me crazy questions.
That's a good question.
That sounds like a Muppet question.
I don't like this anti-Muppet fervor I'm feeling.
All right, next up, she once set Candyman and Bloody Mary up on a date by saying their names a bunch into a mirror, Vanessa Raglan.
I just love love.
V, do you believe in ghosts?
Sure.
Cool. Next up, a man, a plan, a canal, Panama. It's James Heaney.
Woo!
James, what's your favorite word?
Fuck. It really is. Like, I really like that word.
But
for
only
one
said
reason.
In an exasperated fashion.
Well, I wanted to not curse, but it's really one of those words that I feel good when I say it, or I get all of the bad out when I say it.
Yeah, it's very satisfying.
That's nice. And finally, four-time runner-up for James Madison Junior High Vice President, Joey Greer.
How are you?
Joey, what platform will you run on next time to finally secure you that position?
Free soda.
There it is.
Woo, vote for Joey.
Yeah.
All right, well, now that all the pieces are in place, let's get to our first scene, guys. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. All right, here's the first one. Hey, cast of Alchemy This, big fan of the show. Please keep doing this forever. Forever and ever. I mention this podcast to people I know often. Here's a scene you could try. A high-powered business negotiation. Something including billionaires, maybe. Thank you for your great work, everybody.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
That's great. Now, look, I get it, okay?
Do you get it?
I do get it.
Okay? I don't know if you get it.
I get it, all right? And I'm offering right now one-time deal.
Oh, really? Okay.
400 tons of lumber.
I'll take it to my people.
Okay, good.
We are her people. Let us look over this contract. Okay, looking through. Bill, what do you think about this?
He said it's a one-time deal.
Okay, Bill, look at this line here. This line.
I think it's off. Deal's off.
Okay. Oh, deal's off?
We're back.
I'll say that. Yeah. I'll say that. My people will tell me, and then I'll tell you.
Well, I heard your people say deal's off.
No, honey. That's not how it works in here.
You know what's funny about this is that...
What's funny about this, Raphael?
Your people are the ones speaking for you. So what do you do here? Maybe I should be talking to your people.
What do I do here? Oh, no, Raphael. You shouldn't be talking to my people because I own them. And if I catch them talking to people that are not me... They're in big trouble, okay, Raphael?
Well, then they better
the
be in big
off,
trouble.
Raphael.
Oh, the deal's off, the deal's back on.
How's the deal back on?
500 tons of
lumber. Let me take it to my people.
Really quick, everybody, the pilot of this jet says he needs to land soon, so we need to figure this out soon.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't need to scare me, Christoph.
I didn't mean to. Okay, so we have a new deal?
We have a new offer. We don't have a new deal.
There's nothing in here about international rights.
Boom. Off.
I'm sorry, but there's nothing in here about international rights. Do another loop-de-loop, pilot.
Nothing in there about international rights?
Yes, Raphael.
This is lumber. You understand that?
No, I don't.
Lumber isn't something that gets international rights. It's wood.
I think, why even be Raphael's people if he never consults us?
He never consults us. This is ridiculous.
He's making us wait in the tiny bathroom.
I don't even think that... I don't know. I couldn't even use the bathroom in here if I wanted to. Busy! We're busy.
Hey, where are the other people? We've been sent to the bathroom, so can you let us in?
This is a small, single-serve bathroom.
Well, we're coming in. Excuse us.
No. Your use of this bathroom is off.
Okay.
Now we're
get
all
out.
In here.
Get out now.
So it's just me and you, Raphael.
I guess it's just you and I.
I guess it's just the two of us while our people take a tinkle break. So are we doing a deal here, Raphael?
I'm trying to.
Are you really
I'm
trying
to? I'm doing the best I can.
Are you really? Oh, I've missed you. No, I haven't.
I haven't missed you.
Well, oops. Good. Then we haven't missed each other.
I don't know how to deal with my feelings.
Ugh. Champagne?
This is the captain speaking. We are running low on fuel, so please make
Shut
this deal or
up.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Champagne?
Please. Oh. You still open the cork with your feet. I like that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I've got all my toes.
You know, I'd like to offer another proposition on the table.
Okay, wait, let me pull my tray table down so there's room. Or should I put my tray table up to show you my thighs?
Oh, wow, they are strong.
Captain, yeah, right. I'm scared. I don't think we should be just driving around in circles. We gotta land this thing.
They pay us.
Captain, please. I know that they're paying us, but you know as well as I do, if we stay up here in the air for 4-5 more spins, we're gonna crash land.
That's for sure. We might crash land. But there's a deal to be made today. Do you know this deal involves billions of dollars?
I don't really care because billions of dollars doesn't matter if my family doesn't have a daddy.
You won't have a family if this deal doesn't go through.
What?
It's that big. Billions.
So, mm-hmm. We get an island.
Okay, I'm listening.
All right, we build several pyramids. All right. Those pyramids mm-hmm. align with certain stars.
Okay.
And we pretty much form a collective that Great. Worships those ideas that we're presenting.
I love it. It's Egypt yeah. all over again.
I didn't want to say but
no, yeah. no, it's fine. Yeah. The first pyramid scheme. Mm-hmm. That was the first pyramid scheme. We do that again because you know what? Pyramid schemes make money. People want in on them. Moms love multi-level marketing.
They can't get enough.
They can't get enough.
I don't know. I don't mind being a people, you know? I feel like sometimes my thoughts get in.
Well, then you're obviously better off than we are because I don't think Raphael's taken a single one of my suggestions.
Hey, you are his people, okay?
You know, like I went to negotiating school. I went to negotiating school. And we're ready to help.
I know.
Done.
Can we please go back in? Oh, gross.
Okay, hey, guys, don't forget that not only are you his people, but you're your people. Maybe go out there and let him know.
You think so? You think he'll respect us more?
I'd give it a shot.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is we're buying the island.
Excuse me, Raphael?
Whoa.
Yeah, hold on. Yes,
what's going on, Raphael?
I didn't call for you. What's going on?
Raphael, maybe you'd like to consult with your people.
You better keep them in line,
Bianca,
Raphael.
Bianca, give me a second. What the hell's going on
I'll give
on
you
here?
A second.
Bianca, give me a second.
Yeah, I can't give you a second. There are billions on the line,
Let's negotiate
Raphael.
A second, then.
Pour me another glass of champagne while you talk to your peons.
So hard to pour with my feet.
Less flexible.
What's going on?
Raphael, it's just we've been with you for 7 years now, and you've never, ever once consulted with us. And that gives you leverage. Don't you understand? If you look like you could walk away from the deal, you'll get a better deal. All you have to do is look at this piece of paper that I've just been playing MASH on because it makes you look stronger.
Yeah. Me, you never consult us. Ow! What are you doing? Ow!
I'm twisting your nipples right
ow,
now.
Ow!
Now get back in the bathroom. I don't want to hear from you. I'll call you.
It's a big mistake.
So here's the truth. We've got one more loop left, and then this plane's going down. So maybe you might want to walk back there and ask them to hurry up. Either way,
I don't want to sound like a downer, but if you're saying we've got one more loop and then we're going to crash, we don't got time to loop. We got to go down while we got... gas.
Not happening.
What? Not. All right, I'll go back there. I'll go back there.
Golden Goose, this is Dallas Fort Worth. We got one runway ready for you, but you gotta land now. Otherwise, there's 17 other planes coming in.
Golden Goose here. Is this Chuck?
Yeah, this is Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, it's Chad.
Oh my God, Chad, how you doing?
Good, man, good. So listen, here's the deal. We got a negotiation up here.
Oh.
We're talking billions.
Oh, a billions negosh?
So you know as well as I do, if we land this plane, we're all screwed.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, I'll keep everybody here on alert.
Thank you much.
Yep.
Guys, co-pilot, Steve, I got bad news. We've only got one
more. Do you hear something, Raphael?
Yeah, I hear a fart.
I smell one, too.
yeah, so we're running out of gas, so you're going to have to wrap up this negotiation.
I don't think that was an invitation.
Smells like a poor fart.
yeah, I could be paid more. I'm a co-pilot.
Yeah, well, this wasn't an invitation for you to come and kick it with us. So why don't you get back into a little boiler room of yours and drive this little ship.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye, Bart.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Captain, I think they got the message.
Terrific. Well, we got about a half a loop left. I hope this works out for both of us.
You know, we're gathered here today to celebrate. I guess celebrate's the wrong word, but I guess celebrate is one
Mourn.
Way to put the passing of two of our beloved pilots. I'll say celebrate. I'll say celebrate.
Can I speak, please?
Yeah, go for it.
See, these pilots died for a good cause. If I'm ever in a position where I have to pilot a negotiation, I'll also die. Mark my words, I will also go down.
Okay. Anybody else would like to speak? I understand this is a moment of celebration.
My husband, and he was very brilliant.
I'm so. Tiffany, I'm sorry. If you're going to speak, please make it audible. We just don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, just have a seat. And when you're done crying,
I was a good friend of the pilots who died. And. They plane crashed coming in toward Burbank Airport. Kind of a tight landing there. A lot of turbulence. Can be very difficult. But just want to let everybody know to have a great funeral and enjoy the rest of your day.
Interesting. So are you also passing out peanuts? Is that what you're doing?
That's right.
Okay.
I'd like to also say that this is great. I had my choice of funerals, and I'm glad I chose this one.
Guys, we have a little video we got to play for everybody before this funeral gets going. So why don't we just all sit back, and if you could just turn off your phones for a second, make sure they're on airplane mode, and let's just watch the video.
Can I use my tablet?
Hold on. I can't understand what you're saying. Yeah.
So your loved one just died.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, they're already dead. Put your seatbelts on and enjoy this funeral.
Okay, that was way shorter than I thought.
So as your people, we just think that maybe it's time to...
What are you saying?
I think it's time for a deal or no deal.
The show?
Or no deal?
The TV show.
What?
I'm sorry?
Deal or no deal, the TV show.
With Howie Mandel?
That's the one, the How Man.
Look, we're going to die, and I'm fine with that. But I just need you to
We
know.
Won't die.
How's that?
We've got the life raft.
That's right. We secured a life raft before.
Who negotiated that?
I did.
That's my man.
I don't. I feel left out.
Well, you weren't around.
There's a life raft for two.
I see.
You weren't supposed to mention that.
Well,
we're just going to let that happen when...
I see.
Champagne. I'm back.
Welcome back.
Hello.
So we don't have a deal yet, but if you put 2 more billion on the table, I think we could maybe be having a deal.
You want to do 500 tons of lumber and plus 2 billion.
Plus the island, plus the pyramids, plus a little background.
No, I'm not going to pay you 2 billion. I give the lumber.
Excuse me, you're Raphael. Can I have a word for a second?
Holy God. Oh my God. I will call
Another
you when I want to talk to you.
Raphael. What a magical place.
What do you want?
Look, my dad died 6 years ago on one of these things, and I went to negotiating school so I could come here and prevent this from ever happening again. And we got one lap left. One lap left. So you make this deal, goddammit, or I'll make it for you.
Ooh. If you ever talk to me like that again, ever, I'm going to give you a goddamn promotion. All right.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, what's just happened? Your dad
this
died?
This is your captain speaking. We are headed straight into the ocean.
Shut up.
He was a pilot on a flight 6 years ago that was the biggest deal that we've known, the Art of the Deal. You know what I'm talking about.
Art of the Deal.
And so he died in vain in some people's eyes, but I think he was a hero. So that's why I vowed I would close every deal from this part on.
Oh, whoa. Is anyone else's hair going up as if we're tilting down?
Yeah, I'm kind of getting a little nauseous. Keep talking about it.
Anyways.
More champagne.
Bullet points, hero, deal. So make this deal now so we can all go home alive.
Okay. Keep going.
People, get the raft. Get the raft.
Keep going. Get the raft ready. That's
pretty much all there is to it. Just make the deal, please.
Yeah, look, I'm happy to take anybody out in the water, but that area right over there, that's cursed. Deals don't get done in that part of the water. Deals just kind of get lost in the sea over there.
I think we can make a deal there.
I don't know. I'm happy to take anybody out there, but it's the dead man's deal zone of dead.
And like the Bermuda Triangle for deals?
Yeah. I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
Why didn't you want to say that?
Well, you know, copyright things, whatnot.
Oh. Well, I think I'm up for it.
All right. Anybody else or just you?
Just me.
Okay. Wait, you're going to make a deal with yourself?
You know, I've lost a lot lately, and I need to reckon with myself. I need to make a deal with God, and this seems like the right place to do it.
All right.
Take me to the deal zone.
Yeah, all right. It's really not that far of a trip. So.
Oh, we're here?
Yeah, we're already here.
Oh. God. Can you plug your ears, sir?
Yeah.
God.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I'm a listening.
Wow, it's Bianca. Feeling a little guilty about
Bianca.
The plane crash. Mm-hmm. Feeling a little guilty about the plane crash, wondering if we could do a deal to get me, you know, where.
Sorry, I'll step in here. I'm representing God now. Sorry, I had to find out this way, Bianca.
Oh, my God.
Nope.
After everything we went through, you're representing God?
I'm going to have to ask you to not say that name in front of his presence, okay? A little respect, please, for the Almighty.
A little respect from the man. Okay. I mean, God, you saw what happened.
Don't talk to me.
Just
talk to my people.
Oh, you were my people.
I'm chosen. I'm one of the chosen ones.
Well, good for you. How do I get in on this? Let's just do the deal. I save you. We saved each other. You owe me.
Well, take a look at this contract.
Oh, I can't. I need to show it to my people.
Well, where are your people?
One of them's where at the bottom of the ocean.
Where are your people?
The ones
hey, welcome to hell, negotiators. Hope you can work a better deal for yourselves down here.
Oh, what the fuck is this?
Oh, Jesus.
What the fuck is this? Oh, let's make a deal. You said make a deal? Let's make a deal.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing, though. You'll never agree on a price point. This is hell.
No.
God damn it. No.
And that's how business is done, everybody.
Yeah, sure. Got it.
Sure.
All right, here's our second one. Hey, all. I've been listening since day one, and I'm a huge fan of your show. You keep me chuckling on my long drives. I drive all over Northern California for work, and this helps make the time more enjoyable. I work indirectly for the state, and I keep dealerships compliant with registering cars they sell. I am basically a mobile DMV. I would love you all to create a scene that takes place in a DMV. Can't wait to see a live performance someday. If you come to San Francisco or Sacramento, I'll be there for sure. Keep up the good work. Alex Halverson, Pollock Pines, California.
Thanks, Alex.
Excuse me?
I'm just in line.
Were you about to give the number out?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. Give me your number back. You're going to have to forfeit your number, sir.
There you go.
Thank you. All right, here's your new number.
Thank you. Oh, it's higher than what I had before.
Yeah, you're going to be here for a while. You were tampering with the number order.
I've been waiting.
What's your number?
My number? Was that on the little piece of gum you gave me?
It was not gum. That was a ticket.
You gave me a little piece of gum.
That was paper?
Papery gum.
That was paper.
I ate the number.
Okay. Do you have any idea what that number was?
I've been here for hours waiting.
I'm not supposed to do this, but I'll make an exception.
For my name to be called, I have the gum stuck in my throat. I can still drive. I can still see.
I'm sure you can, but it's not up for me to decide. Here, you come with me. I'll bring you right over.
My niece says it looks like my eyeballs are covered in Elmer's glue, but they're still good.
I'm sure they are. Frank, Frank, before you go to lunch, could you please help this old woman out?
Ow. She...
I'm sorry, not hold them. Could you help her out? She swallowed her number.
Okay, I'm right in the middle of taking the picture, but
hello,
this guy
Frank.
Won't take his mask off. Sir, you're going to have to take your mask off while taking this picture.
I don't take my mask off for anyone.
See, he keeps doing this.
That's I'm Batman. Happy to... That what? Is Batman.
I'm sorry?
Do you not know who that is?
Yeah, but I'm Batman.
That's him?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
He's
so sorry.
Very I handsome. Mean, I
take
like
his picture
face.
Okay. And let the man go.
Oh, Jesus. All
He's
right.
a hero.
I'm sorry. We have a no mask policy. And
I'm the hero this city needs.
Yeah. It's to take the picture.
Well, if you
helps.
Know the guy, you take the picture. I'll help her.
Fine. I'll take the picture.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah?
Great steak last night.
No.
No, I'm serious.
You're just saying that.
Sir, you're probably wondering why I pulled you over. You're going about 130 down Central Boulevard here, hitting every car on the way.
What's wrong with that, officer?
License and registration, please.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, and I'm Silver Surfer. License and registration, please.
Yeah, our universes don't cross often.
I'm waiting.
I'm sorry, looking around for it.
Can I just get out of the car or do I have to fucking stay here?
Stay here, Robin. Stay here, Boy Wonder.
Whatever.
Sir, is that your ward?
This is my ward.
Okay.
Bert.
Not fucking related to him or anything.
Bert, I need you to stay seated there, please.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I had the registration. Where was it?
I don't know. I just saw that money you didn't give me.
All right, this is not the time or the place to talk about
this. Oh, when is it?
Later, at a more convenient time.
When is, there's never a convenient time for you.
Look.
This is bullshit.
Officer, I just stopped the Joker from blowing up a football stadium. Can I get a pass here?
You know, I'm not supposed to. Just doing my job as you're doing yours. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
All right, tell you what, I'm going to give you a warning. I'm going to write this up. I'm just going to write this up like a fixie ticket. Just go get the taillight changed on the Batmobile here.
So I have to go to the DMV?
You do.
And
get a new photo while you're at it, all right?
Well, all right. All right, but I'm not taking my mask off.
All right, you'll take that
oh,
with them.
Bad signal.
All right, have a good day.
Hey, can I...
Ma'am, hey, you're eating the entire ticket number tape stuff. Fuck.
Why did you give it to me?
I didn't give it to you. You're pulling it out of the red
oh,
dispenser.
Oh, that's what my fingers were doing. Well, I'm still able to drive, Frank. I'd like
give
to
me
settle a dispute.
One sec. Hey, bud.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't recognize Batman, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think, and just follow me here, I think that person over there, that old lady in quotes,
okay,
is actually a bad person, a bad guy.
That's a woman.
No, I think it's a disguise.
Okay.
I mean, if Batman exists, then surely his enemies exist, right?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Here, if you really think so, I'll hold her shoulders, you tug her head.
All right. Hey, by the way, how'd you?
What
kind of rub was that?
About?
What kind of rub was that on the steak?
It was just black pepper and lemon juice.
Just? All right, here we go.
Okay. And I think she's fine to drive. We should.
Okay.
Just
yeah,
give
you're
her
good.
Her
you're good, ma'am. Here you
you're
go.
You're good.
Have a good day.
Get up. Okay, no, you can't
up.
Lay down here. You can't lay down here.
Excuse me.
Oh.
I don't like this picture. Can we take another one?
Batman.
I'm Batman.
Batman, of course we can fit you in really quick.
Yeah, Batman.
I don't know.
Real
I think it looks really nice. It's a wonderful photo. I think you should use it from now on.
All right, my butler likes it, so I guess I'm okay with it.
Before you head out, Batman, can you inspect this body, this lady who's dying? Does she remind you of anybody? Is she an enemy of yours?
Is she an enemy of mine?
Yeah.
No.
Who are your enemies?
Joker, Penguin. Okay.
So is this maybe she's the Penguin?
She's not the Penguin.
Could you look closer?
Batman, I'm tired of waiting in the fucking car.
Shut the fuck up, Robin.
I'm tired of fucking waiting in the car. All right? And you know what?
Alfred, take care of him.
Get off of me. Get off of me.
Come on.
Bitch, get off of me.
We're going now.
Get off of me. Look, I want to drive. I want to drive.
And I want you to dress up for dinner tonight.
Oh, fuck that. I'm not going to wear shorter shorts. I want to drive.
You'll wear shorts as short as I tell you to.
I'm so fucked up. Let me get my own...
Hello?
Hi, does Batman live here?
How did you find a cave?
I just asked God to point the way. Something bad happened and I need his help.
All right, well, why don't you describe it to me and I'll run it up the ladder.
My grandma was a wonderful person. And the bad people at the DMV killed her. And I need some... the cops don't believe me because I call them all the time. I have this real active imagination. Anyway, that's a long story.
What's your name, son?
Jay.
Jay. Oh, I see you bawling over your fallen grandmother. Oh, we're going to take this up to Batman.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Good luck. We will avenge you.
Thank you.
I don't want any more wine. just have another glass.
I don't want any more wine.
It's a good rosé.
Can I get you guys anything?
Rosé for the kid here.
More rosé for you?
I don't want any more wine. I want a Gatorade.
I'll get you more rosé.
That's filled with high fructose corn syrup.
Are your thighs stuck to the seat?
Yes, they are. Thank you very much. And not for any other reason than I sweat a lot. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You're a little tense.
Yeah, I am a little tense.
Maybe you need your back rub.
God, get off of me for a second, Batman. Shit.
It feels pretty good. I mean, I didn't think you could top the steak, if I'm being honest.
Well, I'm not sure that I can or not yet.
I don't know. This pork looks great.
Yeah. But
honey, do you want any more salad? Or are you okay?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Nice to see you, too. Would you like any more salad?
Yeah, please get salad.
You got it. Would you like any salad?
That would be great.
All right, I just got to run out. It's probably going to take me 2 hours.
Perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
God, what a drag.
I want to fuck you.
What?
I love
no,
you.
No.
Come here.
No,
I'm serious. No. We're not just friends. I love you.
Listen.
We have 2 hours to get
can
placed.
Can I just...
Oh, hello. I forgot my keys.
Sweetheart, your keys are hanging on the key hanger.
I know. I just look. I got to go over to Bermuda's, get out the salad, and come right back.
Awesome. Okay?
Fine. 2 hours.
Awesome.
Bye.
Fun.
Bye.
We have 2 hours. We have 2 hours to test this love, to see if it's all I think it can be.
I have to tell you a secret.
I'm listening.
My wife cooked the steak and the pork, and she's going to be tossing the salad.
I see.
I wanted to get you here, and
I've lost my appetite.
Wait, don't go. Don't go. There's so many other things than just cooking food.
I need to just grab my umbrella before I leave.
What are you doing?
I'm the penguin.
Oh my god.
I'm spinning my umbrella.
So what do you think of the rosé? It's pretty nice.
It's nice.
Nice full body.
I guess. I don't know, my palate isn't developed enough to really appreciate it.
Well, develop your palate.
I just can't
excuse me.
Do you want me to develop his
sorry.
No, it's okay.
I just got some.
Wait, do you like work here? Are you new here or do you like work for them?
I work for them. I'm here because I'll have to forward something.
What?
I've got to tell Alfred.
What is it, Alfred?
Can I stay and listen?
Sure.
The penguin, sir, he's back.
What?
He's more jovial than usual, but he's back.
What?
He's super happy. He's
got choreography.
Super, like he took his umbrella out and he started spinning it around and then said he was doing it.
What? Doesn't sound like him at all.
Right, well, he's super happy.
Hi, number 42.
Yeah.
Great. So you're here just to register your vehicle?
Oh, don't tell me what I'm here to do. Okay, I'll tell you what I'm here to do.
I'm just looking at the form, sir. Just looking at the form.
Yeah, well, the form says I'm here to register a new vehicle.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, terrific. Let me get some information. Jeez, okay, first
I fucking
name,
hate
please.
Government first, buildings.
First name.
First name?
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you that.
It's part of it, sir.
Oh, you just get all my personal info? I don't fucking believe that. No way. Just register my goddamn vehicle. I gotta go.
Let me just reach over and grab my umbrella really quick.
All right.
I spin the umbrella. I am the penguin.
Batman. Wake up. Batman, wake up.
What is it?
Batman, wake up. The penguin, he hit the DMV.
He hit the DMV?
Yeah.
What happened?
He took Batman.
Money or blew
good
up
morning.
The building? Or good morning.
Was she sleeping in the bathroom?
I don't know where she slept.
I didn't sleep that much, but I did sleep in the bathtub for a minute.
Oh, cool. So you hooked up with the girl that I told you I had feelings for.
Oh, my my God, you're too young.
You don't know.
That.
You don't know what your feelings mean.
I don't know what
yet.
I'm feeling. I don't know what I'm feeling.
Why no, didn't you tell me that?
God damn it! Well, because I don't know.
It seemed like you and Batman were together. You were getting massages from him. You were wearing those short shorts.
No,
I didn't know you were into me.
Of course I'm into you. Why would I not be into you?
I don't know. Why would you be into me? I'm so shocked. Like Batman was into me. Like what?
Hey, Barbara. Wow. I didn't expect to see you here at the DMV. I'm so sorry about Ted. You went out for that salad, and then somebody came and did something awful to both of us, really.
Wow, yeah.
To both of us, and I just barely made it out alive, and of course I had to come back to work, so that's why I'm here. Just,
you know, it's hard for me to come in here and talk to you, but I just want you to know that I've filed a restraining order against you.
Against me?
Mm-hmm. I just can't see you.
I didn't do anything.
I didn't, you didn't, of course you didn't. I just can't see you. You know,
because I remind you of Ted.
Yeah, so I brought over a goodbye salad, and
is that steak?
That's steak in there, and there's a Southwest funeral tape in there for you if you just want to take a look at that.
Barbara, look at me. I gotta tell you a secret.
What's that?
I'm the Penguin.
I say again. You whispered it.
Penguin.
I can't hear you.
I'm the Penguin.
What? Why? Oh my God! Oh, Batman. Batman, wake up. Batman, wake up.
What?
Jesus
what?
Christ, why are you sleeping in the kitchen?
I fell asleep standing up, sorry. Just haven't been getting a lot of sleep lately.
Why is that?
Guilty.
Oh my God. Batman, are you serious?
I think we're in love.
Oh my God.
Batman, why didn't you tell me?
I always tell everything to Robin first.
Excuse me, Master Wayne.
What is it,
Alfred? I've got your suit ready and the Batwing is fueled up. The DMV is overrun by comical villains.
Great. I guess we gotta go to work.
All right.
Oh, well, just hold down the fort.
Right.
We gotta re-register the Batmobile while we're there.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Great.
I'll fill out the appropriate forms for you, sir. Here they are. In triplicate.
Thank you, Alfred. You're the best.
Okay, number 264.
That's me.
264.
That's me.
Okay, and what can I do for you today?
I want to re-register a vehicle.
Okay, re-register. Terrific. Oh.
You want a soda?
No, it's filled with high fructose corn syrup.
Well, just
stop drinking that shit.
Oh, well, then I'll just have a Gatorade then.
That's worse.
Okay, Batman, you
is
left
it supposed to rain today?
I think so.
He's got a weird umbrella, babe.
Yeah, what's going on with that umbrella?
Why, what? That's none of your business. Okay, what's your middle initial?
What do you need
like
to know?
Like the way you talked like that to me.
It's just, that's part of the, today's been a weird day. Nobody wants to give me their information. Okay, at least the last four of your social, please.
Last four of my social.
That's right.
Okay, 2486.
I plugged my ears because we're not there yet.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, terrific.
You want a candy bar or something?
I don't want a candy bar, Boy
Wonder. I'd love one.
Okay, in order to re-register this new vehicle, you're going to need to take a new
picture. It's not a new vehicle.
Re-register the vehicle, pardon me. You're going to need to take a photo with your closest and personal loved one. Only one person, please.
You can made up that rule?
The government. .gov, you know what I mean?
So there's you don't have to pick me. This is new.
Just one person.
You want to get in a picture with me?
Oh, it can be Robin. Robin really wants that.
He wants it too much.
You have a dollar?
Hey, can I see you in my office for 1 second?
Yeah, what's up?
Yep.
Why are you doing such a poor job on the floor?
I'm...
You're a villain, but you still work for the DMV.
And I'm conflicted. I don't know what to do, Bane. You're Bane.
Yes. Once my plan was foiled, I took up a job here, and I take pride in what we do.
How do you balance work life with work life?
Honestly, I help him quite a bit. I'm calendar man. And once you have it all organized very well, you can do a lot. Have you organized your life with a calendar?
I have not. I'll tell you what. Do we all share the same foes in common?
Batman?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes, he's the worst. But you still have to serve him until the transaction is done.
Makes sense.
So get back out there and close that deal.
Don't pinch my butt. Okay, have you chosen your photo partner?
I just want to make sure Robin's okay with it. I just want to wait till Robin comes
back.
All
right, fine. Ask him.
They didn't have any Mars bars or anything like that, so I just had to get
scared. Hey, Robin.
Hey.
We miss you. So there's this thing that the DMV, the government, has to take a picture of Batman with, like, his closest personal loved one.
Okay.
And it's can only be one person, and we're just, like, not sure of how we were going to go about that, because, like, you really... Mean? important to him, but, like, I mean, do you want to say it? I mean, like,
do you want to get in the picture with me?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You do.
Yeah, I do.
Sorry, babe.
No, it's okay.
Ma'am, step out of the frame, please.
Ow. Ow.
Step out of the frame.
Poking me with that umbrella.
Get out of the frame. Ow. Move away from the frame.
Penguin!
It's me, the Penguin!
Oh, Batman!
Do you know who else is here? Bane and Calendar Man.
Oh, Batman!
Who the fuck is Calendar Man?
I thought he was part of your world for some reason. I don't know. It's not part of my world.
I don't know who that is.
You don't look like a penguin.
I do now. Watch. Quiggle, quiggle.
Oh, he quiggled. He quiggled.
Quiggle, quiggle. So what do you want to do,
Batman,
Bat
take your
boy?
Hands off my fucking hips.
Let's get the picture taken first. Let's take the picture, then we'll fight.
Fair enough.
Fuck off. Can I go side by side?
One, two, three.
Tease.
That's it. Sorry, you can't smile.
What?
One, two, three. Tease. You're still smiling.
What,
please don't smile.
What am I supposed to do?
Just stare blankly.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Tease.
Sorry, I smiled that time.
Wow, the new direction for Batman the DC Universe is taking is terrible.
I don't know. I'm really glad they brought Calendar Man back in, though, because he's one of my favorite villains.
Well, because you created him.
What?
Yeah, we all know.
Huh? Wait, what?
You created Calendar Man.
James, I did?
James Heaney, we know you created Calendar Man.
Have you
Man.
Never read The Long Halloween?
Come on, James, oh, stop.
James,
it's the best comic, Batman.
Everybody, come
James,
on.
Relax.
It's a year-long...
Dude, you made that up.
You made
spot.
It up, dude.
You guys are going to burn in hell. You guys are going to burn in hell for this.
And we all are going to burn in hell. Good job, everybody. Our final scene for today. Evening, guys. I have a scene for you I think could be pretty funny. I once had a friend in undergrad who cheated through his biochem degree and basically paid his way into medical school. I'm a pharmacist, studied hard all throughout, and even this is challenging every day. I can't imagine how difficult and downright dangerous it would be if I cheated. Please help us to see a day in the life of a new physician out on their own for the first time in the medical field who has cheated and bribed all through their college path up to this point. I listen to the podcast every day, and you guys have made Tuesdays and Thursdays the best weekdays in my book. I often try to picture what you look like making these hilarious voices while creating the show, so please post a video of yourselves recording the show. Thanks for the laughs, Jamie Garcia.
Doctor, I'm so sorry to interrupt. We just need those reports back as soon as possible.
Oh, it's not a big deal.
Okay.
The reports?
Yeah, that's all. We just need the diagnosis.
It's the manila folder on the top of my desk.
Okay, great.
It's got the stamp that says top secret.
It's
just a joke, but that's the report.
Okay, great. Okay. So this is for Menendez?
It's for everybody they've had this week.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just looking for Tony Menendez's report.
Well, I would just go to the M section. I'm sorry. Are you not familiar with how my reports are written out?
I kind of am. It's not as fluid, I guess, or as traditional as the rest of us do it. But, you know, you're top of your class, A student. Harvard, Yale, and Princeton graduate. Amazing. So I trust you. So,
well, I don't want to have to embarrass you in front of everybody. So I would just get the report and say thank you and then walk away with it.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi there. Hi, I have a sore throat. My doctor gave me this prescription to fill. He also said you could talk to me about like any side effects or...
Of the sore throat? Well, you're probably going to get coughing,
Of the medication.
Don't interrupt me. I'm a doctor.
I'm sorry, sir.
You're going to probably have coughing.
I have that.
And the side effects of the sore throat, redness in your mouth.
Okay.
What are you doing behind the pharmacy window?
Hmm?
Doctor, what are you doing at the pharmacy?
Oh, is this not where I'm supposed to stand?
No, you're supposed to be in your doctor's
office. Listen, I don't want to embarrass you, but there was a moment of just empty desk, and I wanted to make sure it was filled, so don't
make
me...
Well, I had the sign out. I had the sign out that said, pharmacist will be back in a moment.
Okay, well...
I'm back.
Well, I didn't want to have to shame you, so I'll let this one go.
Those weren't your options.
Okay. Oh, high five. You're tagged in.
Okay, Dr. Trujillo?
That's me.
Yeah, okay. You know what? The nipple cancer you said I had? I cut off both my fucking nipples, and apparently, that's not even a thing.
What are you talking
about?
That's
not even a fucking... I got a second opinion. Apparently, that's not even a goddamn thing.
Nipple cancer's not a thing?
No, it's not.
So you want to have your nipples removed?
Yeah, I got...
Now, listen, I'm a tattoo artist, okay? I'm not a body part removal guy, but if you need it, you need it.
Yeah, I got... I don't really got much health insurance.
Do I get to save the skin?
What was that?
Do I get to save the skin?
I don't know what the first part of that she said.
She's saying the rake
don't
is...
Don't call me that.
Oh, sir?
I don't call me that either.
Oh, okay.
Keep your mouth to yourself, Nipples. Let's look at those plumpers.
I'm sorry, I just got a horrible news.
Raise your shirt. Yeah, what was that news exactly?
That I have nipple cancer.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Well, then that means we can't use these nipples after we cut them off, huh?
Oh, wait, I can use them for stuff.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
Cool, raise your hands over your head, please.
Okay.
Sing your favorite song.
Oh, time to know it, the time's it, oh, it a good time.
He's going to tug and snap. I'm going to use a sharpie for
I'm sorry, Dr. Trujillo, you say I have bad bones?
Yeah, you're bad to the bone.
How much time do I have?
Not much, unless you turn things around.
How would I do that?
Well, how about this? Why don't you sit down really quick? Okay. Let me pour you a glass of milk.
All right.
All right. You're not lactose intolerant,
are you? I am, yes, very.
Oh, well... You know what? It's really, sometimes medicine has adverse effects. Just drink this cup of milk.
It's just so weird. I just came in with bad headaches and bad bones.
Well, bad to the bones. Bad to the bone.
George Thorogood disease?
I don't know the scientific term, but I know what I'm looking at here.
I've heard of it. A biker friend of mine had that. He died really young.
Oh, really? Only the good die young.
I don't have Billy Joel disease, do I? Do
I hope?
Yeah. So I mean, that was the case that I had today. I mean, you guys know that. I mean, how? I mean, we've been dying for
how
just, long?
That's the thing.
Right?
Look, if you're a doctor, you're a doctor. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
If you're a doctor, you're a doctor.
Anyway,
except Dr. Teeth, right?
Right. Say again.
What? Except Dr. Teeth,
the Muppet.
Yeah.
Muppets are real, by the way.
Just Muppets are not real, and Muppets I don't know why you keep real. Saying that.
It's not a hill to die on.
He's messing
it's
with like us. A, I'm not messing with anybody. He's a brain surgeon. He's also a comedian. Okay.
Also, I happen to be the break room barista, so coffee is ready.
I don't think you get to call yourself a barista when it's an espresso.
Oh, okay. Quick question.
If you're a doctor, you're a doctor.
You're a doctor.
I have a serious question.
Absolutely.
You guys are my best friends. So,
let's have a moment for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's true. I mean, I spend more time here than I do with my wife.
Yeah.
Definitely true.
I mean, as you know, when you're a doctor.
You're a doctor.
Wait, is this going to be a really full-time job?
What's that?
I'm sorry.
We're doing another comedian? Is it an open mic here in the break room?
So you guys are all Dr. Teeth over here.
Okay.
No, seriously. How many hours do you guys got to plug a week?
12, 14,
15, 16?
18, yeah, upwards of that.
Well, that's not that bad.
That's per day. A week? Per day, son.
Yeah. Per day?
Per day. Yeah.
I'm glad you're here, actually. It's Trujillo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know we haven't spent much time together, but boy.
You're a doctor.
You're a doctor. And I heard, I read your file.
Yeah.
You know, congratulations.
Yeah. We were passing your transcript around. You're insane. Great. Impeccable, yeah.
So it's about my wife, who you heard me talking about earlier.
Oh.
Everyone here knows her status.
You okay? Mm. You all right?
I'm not hanging the best, but I'll tell you what, when I got the email saying that we got this new doctor in here, I was like, there's my hope.
Your specialties are her last hope. So.
Oh, really?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we're all best friends here. I love that we can say that now.
Thank you.
And it's going to mean so much to all the doctors if you save her.
Maybe you should take a look at her charts and see
that
if...
That would be great. Actually, I'm right here.
Oh, wow. I was just about to take a break. Don't be modest. If you're a doctor, you're a doctor. We're all doctors.
This is a break. We diagnose.
I got to take my California state break. I've been working for 4 hours, and I would hate to break
the law. Oh, no. That's not for doctors.
Yeah, that's for servers, waiters.
Okay, well, I'll take a quick glance at it.
Thank you, sir.
Wow, this looks a lot like Sudoku. That's just a joke.
I don't think you know what Sudoku is. It doesn't look like that at all.
It doesn't?
This is all writing.
Is it a grid full of the numbers 1 through 9?
Yeah, pretty much.
You really are funny.
By the way, quick tip, invest in 8.
I'd really like to get a better look at this later, but my gut says that you're making a bigger deal out of it than it is.
Speaking of later, I got a triple bypass at 4:30. I could really use an assist. Dr. Siegel's still out, so if you wouldn't mind joining me on that.
Yeah, I'll pass on that too.
You didn't ask me to do it.
Why didn't you ask Schlemming to do it?
Schlemming, I just thought it'd be good to, you know, trial by fire for the new guy.
Schlemming loves being your bypass guy.
That's fine. No, it's...
It's not fine. It's Schlemming.
We're just best friends. I just love that.
Yeah, this relationship is important to you.
Yeah, you don't give the new guy the bypass.
I just, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter.
And I mean, Trujillo, you claim to have studied under Porkinson at Harvard, right?
Porkinson.
I don't know why.
Is your brain
plain.
Still sore?
Porkinson is actually doing some rounds here. We can get him in.
That'd be great.
If you can get Porkinson, why use Trujillo?
I'd love to just see Porkinson and Trujillo, reconnecting. I've never seen anybody that's passed Porkinson.
Oh, there's Porkinson down the hall.
Hello.
Porkinson, it's your old student Trujillo.
Porky, remember me?
Trujillo, put the file down. Why is it covering your face?
I'm just trying to make sure I take off.
Why do you have all the masks over your eyes? You look like a
student of mine here.
Yes, he graduated just 6 months ago.
Say again.
Porkinson's clutching his chest.
Is there a doctor?
I don't want to call it. Does anyone else want to call it?
I'll call it. He's dead.
Oh,
wow. He's dead.
He's not dead.
This is rigor mortis, guys.
Guys, trust Trujillo. Trust Trujillo.
I think we could save him.
Maybe I can help.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Is that Batman?
Batman, wait up!
What? You're short, sir. Your thighs are bleeding.
Yeah. Live! The shortest. Live, goddammit! Hey! Live! We've lost him.
Told you guys. No one ever believes me.
All right, well, let's take you to your appointment, Robin.
Oh my god, I don't have.
Oh, sir, you're. He's getting his hanging out of your shorts.
Yeah, I know.
He has to get these genital warts looked at.
They're not warts.
Well, actually, we're all looking at him now.
Trujillo's here. Trujillo is a specialist.
That's right. You said you're an expert in genital warts.
Well,
can we just go to a room or something?
Yeah, in a room. Flop it on the table.
Put it on the table.
Wow, that's bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Oh my god. Covered in warts, but impressive.
Doctors, would you say he's normal?
No.
Well, I got these warts.
I'd say he's above average.
Well, but you're also, we're not addressing all the warts.
Oh, the warts. Well, those look weird.
Wait a second. I've seen a case of this before. Robin, were you hooking up with supervillain Madame Frog?
No. Were you?
Robin.
No, I don't have to say that.
We've all been there. As doctors, we have all been there.
I mean, when you're a doctor.
You're a doctor.
Who cares?
It's not a matter of caring. It's a matter of there's one anecdote that can, take these warts down. But to get that anecdote, we're going to have to hear you admit in front of your lover.
Anecdote?
Oh, I meant antidote.
No, but we got to tell a little tale.
Oh, but I could tell the story. Yeah, I don't want to, but there is a story that goes along with it.
A story will make the warts go swell down?
Oh, no. The antidote will make the warts go down, but the story would make you understand where the antidote came from, it will also make us more relatable.
I just want the antidote. I don't care about the story.
Well, but the warts are bad.
You want the anecdote?
No, the antidote.
Oh, you want the story?
Just give me the serum.
It's the 90s. Everyone's at clubs, right?
This is pre-Adderall, by the way. We're doing the good stuff.
Yeah. We're doing the real stuff.
Okay,
we're
check doctors. Your ID? Can I check your ID? Yeah.
I'm a doctor.
Can I check your ID?
I'm a doctor. Look at my stethoscope.
Get on it.
Thank you.
One thing led to another, and then
told me a story about the bouncer.
It's a fun way to go into the story.
And so
of course there's a bouncer.
The fun part was that give me my ID. It was a time when doctors could get in.
Batman, don't leave.
Look, if you want the antidote, it's around her neck. It's in that vial.
Oh, great, can I please have it?
Well,
oh my god.
We just need you. What? Oh, who are you?
ID.
It's me, the doctor. My stethoscope.
Oh, yeah, get on it.
Yeah, thank you.
And so, like...
What the fuck is this story about?
Well, because I'd left my... I was like, did I leave my brights on? And so I went back out, and then I had to go back in.
She's a doctor. Just go with it. Trust me, the reveal on who the bouncer is worth it.
All right.
Oh. What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name?
Marcus Kerner.
And I actually went to high school with him.
That's an amazing anecdote.
Yep.
That's really great.
Thank you.
I love that
story.
He had
genital warts.
Wow. Okay.
Irony of ironies.
Yeah.
Do you need something for the vending machine?
Yeah, a Gatorade.
They don't have Gatorade.
Are you kidding me? They have Gatorade. Just get me a soda then.
I'm going to get you a bottle of water.
Why ask?
Sorry to interrupt. I'm a different character.
No doubt about it.
Just found out one of you doctors here is a fraud.
Oh, my God.
A frog?
Maybe they gave the war.
A fraud.
Why do you have that umbrella, pal? Is it raining out?
It's about to be raining.
I didn't hear that on the news this morning. The weather's
about to be
news.
Raining blood of a fraud.
Frog? Are you saying frog?
One of you is a fraud, and that one
Which
is
one?
Also
going to
die.
Can I put my balls away, please?
Okay. Raise your hand if you're actually a doctor.
My hand goes
hand
up.
Hand up. Hand up.
Hand up. If you're a doctor, you're a doctor.
I'm going to repeat this. This time, don't lie.
Okay.
Yeah. Riddle me this. Why would I lie about being a doctor?
Shit.
Oh,
Batman!
Shit. Who are you?
Fuck, my balls are out.
Who are you?
Dr. Stubenson.
Oh, okay.
It's a Riddler.
Oh,
it's a fucking Riddler.
I need a dollar.
A Riddler?
What?
Give me a dollar from your utility belt.
One Riddler. Oh,
shit.
Are there multiple Riddlers?
My pockets are too tight. I can't reach in.
Well, put your dick back in.
It's so heavy.
Oh, God. That's right. I've been posing as a doctor this entire time.
Wow, I can't believe it. I told you my whole life story.
Like, you were one of my best friends.
You looked at my wife.
Riddle me this. Why would I do that if not to get to know each of you better and treat you as family?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
We do love you.
That's so sweet.
Oh, I just got a text. She's dead.
Who?
My wife.
Oh, your wife?
Oh.
Oh, my God. My kid just texted me. All caps. Mom.
I mean, I get it.
Mommy's bye-bye.
Wow.
Ugh. Mommy's.
So it was as serious bye-bye. As we thought.
Well, I told you I wanted to take more of a look later, but
no,
my gut
you
said
that.
Trujillo,
you said it wasn't serious.
I said that my gut says that, but I'd like to look at it later. Here, let me just help you
You're
with
not
those
leaving.
Genital
You're not
warts.
Leaving.
No, I'm not going to leave.
Hey, no one's gut would steer them that wrong.
What?
No doctor's gut would steer them that wrong. When let go of that man's warty penis.
I'm going to...
Put the penis down.
I can fix this.
I don't mind. I don't
Listen,
get your
I don't
mouth away from that penis.
You kiss it and make it better, okay?
I don't
this
think
is
that's
gonna
how
be
it works.
Fine.
Just let him try.
Okay.
And see? Now this is all going to be fine. Guys, I'm a doctor.
Trujillo, your lips are swelling.
Ew.
It's not swelling. They're puckering.
Should we get Porkinson's corpse down to the morgue, by the way?
And that's our show, everybody. Our famous catchphrase, should we get Porkinson's corpse down to the morgue?
Has ended so many scenes.
Yep.
Batman was about to walk in on that.
Yeah, I know. He needed a dollar.
Going room to room looking for a dollar.
Well, that's our show for today. Let's thank our alchemist, plug stuff, Chris Alvarado.
Yes, again, I'm out of here for a little while. I love you all so much. Come see me off-Broadway, hashtag Woo. Date me at the West Side Theater. Thank you. I love you.
Vanessa Ragland.
So nice. I'm just around town. Come to Dynasty Typewriter. Follow us on Instagram. Enjoy the marquee art that we do. And have a great day.
Yeah.
Craig Kukowski.
Hashtag date me.
Was that a request?
Please.
Yes.
James Heaney.
On Twitter, you can find me at The Heen, and I'd like you to use that to watch the newest episode of This Rusher Thing with John Bolton.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Joey Greer.
At Jebby Grieber on Instagram, and every second and fourth Wednesday at 9 o'clock at Westside Comedy Theater, Bear Supply.
Nice. I'm Cole Stratton. You should come see a lot of us in Pretty Pretty Pony at the Westside Comedy Theater.
Just thinking.
Because most of us are in that. It's the second first Thursday of every month at 10 p.m. I'm also at Cole Stratton on Twitter, at Stratton Cole on Instagram. Let's also thank our engineer, Doug Bain. Our post sound design artist, Rafael Brito.
Brito.
Our producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
And lastly, iHeartMedia.
Crickets. I heart you too.
Crickets.
I encourage all of you guys to write a review, tell everyone you've ever met, and write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time,
Alchemy This!